This is KCUR 89.3. Republicans are trying to hold on to a slim majority in the U.S. Senate, and one of the races they're worried about is right here in Missouri, where GOP incumbent Roy Blunt is running neck and neck with his Democratic challenger, Jason Kander. Many are surprised at the tight race, and among other reasons for the narrow gap, they're pointing to a provocative TV ad by the Democrat. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports that Kander's prowess with firearms is making it difficult for some gun owners to pick a side.
Chris Wells is teaching a class on a recent weekend at a gun range a little north of Liberty. It's a part of a course by the National Rifle Association called Personal Protection Outside the Home.
Fire. Sight. Fire. Scan and assess. Place the firearm on safe. Reholster. All right, good job. Good job.
Wells is a former Army combat medic who now runs his own business, KC Firearms Institute. He's 31 and independent. He hasn't yet decided if he will vote for GOP Senator Roy Blunt or Democrat Jason Kander.
The reality is I know Roy Blunt's record as being extremely pro-Second Amendment, but I also know that Jason Kander is a combat veteran who clearly has an ability with a firearm.
I'll say, in one of the most talked about political ads of the year, the 35-year-old Kander is standing behind a desk in an abandoned warehouse. He's snapping together an AR-15 rifle, blindfolded.
And Senator Blunt has been attacking me on guns. Well, in the Army, I learned how to use and respect my rifle.
Kander, now Missouri's Secretary of State, is a former Army captain who volunteered after 9/11. He puts the rifle together in 22 seconds, takes off the blindfold, and throws down a challenge.
I also believe in background checks so that terrorists can't get their hands on one of these. I approve this message because I'd like to see Senator Blunt do this.
The ad is gone viral because it underscores the fact that Kander's not anti-Second Amendment. He's not anti-gun.
Steve Glorioso is a Kansas City consultant who has run U.S. Senate campaigns for several Democrats. He says the ad is a political party turnabout on two levels. The first is gun rights, obviously, but Kander is also poking at Blunt for his lack of military service. He took 3 college deferments during the Vietnam War. The ad is
basically challenging Blunt to, hey, big boy, you're so pro-gun, I bet you couldn't do this with a blindfold on.
The Blunt campaign came back with an ad that mocked Kander, Dr. Seuss style.
Some people can put together a gun blindfolded. Some do it really fast. Some really, really fast. Some do it upside down and blindfolded.
The National Rifle Association, which has endorsed Blunt, has spent $1 million so far, more than any other congressional race except Ohio, on ads like these.
Missouri's next senator will decide control of the Supreme Court. Jason Kander refused to defend your Second Amendment rights in Jefferson City. How could you trust him in Washington?
The 66-year-old Blunt is seeking his second Senate term after leadership positions in the House dating back to 1997. He gets an A from the NRA. University of Missouri political science professor Peverell Squire says it's a curious year because the NRA endorsed the Republican in the Senate race, but the Democrat in the governor's race.
So I think that the lines are blurred a little bit from what we traditionally see, and to some extent, it may help neutralize the issue for the Democrats.
Starting position. Fire.
Back at the gun range, Wells says Kander's comment about using background checks to keep firearms out of the hands of terrorists is an idea that appeals to him. But as a lifelong NRA member, he worries that could go too far.
You have to understand that there needs to be governance, but maybe not over-governance, which I think is what they're afraid of happening, and why they give people like Jason Kander, even though he is familiar with firearms, an F rating.
Meanwhile, you'll continue to see lots of these ads as both sides are dumping money into the race. Although Blunt has a 2-to-1 fundraising edge, Democratic outside groups recently spent roughly $5 million for Kander. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.